CPA Mobile. KB4CBA, W4NGU.
Bill, how are you, sir?
Doing pretty good. Are you headed to the tennis court?
It just so happens that I am.
Sure.
Did you say motorizer?
Yes.
Yeah, she's, taking up, what do you call it? Cross stitch? I don't know. I think it's cross stitch, and she's making a, she's made all kinds of things. It's just amazing. But she's making like a patchwork, Christmas, thing right now. It'll be a blanket. But she's gotten real good at it.
I guess she's having fun just relaxing a little bit at home these days.
She enjoys doing it. It keeps her busy, and she listens to a book, so she's, I guess technically, I don't know if that's considered reading a book, but at least you're getting the, somebody to read it to you. And we got her some, real nice, headphones, noise canceling, earbuds, and, that are Bluetooth, and so she's, got those for her birthday, and, of course I bought her a new camera, but, and a bunch of stuff to go with it, but anyway, so she's, she just sits in a chair there and looks out the window, and, she's really enjoying herself. How's your dad doing?
He's kind of treading water. They were gonna let him go today, but they're gonna keep him a couple of more days before they send him to rehab. So he's basically a little bit better than when he came. Of course, he was in a dire strait that Sunday night, but he's just kind of treading water right now. We're just kind of at a crossroads with him.
Sorry to hear that. I know that. The plan was that he was going to go to rehab today, and but things don't always work out, like you plan, especially when it comes to being in the hospital. Gosh, those few times that my dad was in the hospital, it really was tough, it's a helpless feeling.
I think it's still a little too strict with COVID on the wane. Somebody goes in at 9 o'clock, stays 5 minutes, that's it for anybody for the day. Looks like to me they would say one person at a time. But there can be one before lunch and one after lunch. But it's one person now. So if he needs somebody all day, you got to commit to be there all day. And it's just, I think it's a little overboard, but I guess I appreciate the rules.
There was when my brother-in-law was in the hospital, Mark, my sister could go, or his son or his daughter could come. But it was just one person, and whoever that was it. And, if they left, somebody else couldn't come that day. And so it was, you really had to plan ahead and know what you were going to do. And they were real strict about it. He was at Asheville, at Mission, hospital in Nashville.
On, what is this, 414, I guess. And I just had an idiot that was at a service station on the left, that little, what is that old guy in Traveler's Rest that owns all those little stations? Anyway, he did such a stupid thing, he corrected his own mistake. He pulled out in front of me and realized that I was going to plow into the back of him, so he just jerked it back into the left lane, into the ditch, and let me and the car behind me go on by.
Oh, me. Yeah, I had a guy pull out in front of me, you know, where Botany Woods is, the entrance there on East North, and, I mean, he pulled slap dab out in front of me, and I had to swerve to the right, and I had a little room, and I was able to get around him, and he saw he was going to get hit, so he sped up a little bit, but he was just taking his time, la-di-da.
Well, bought some stock today and sold some calls, made a little money. Like to do that every few days. And, man, the market's just going wild. It's just, it's kind of crazy. But, boy, I had a blessing happen to me today. We're going to church at the downtown church in Spartanburg, and I'm in the orchestra, and she's in the choir. And we still go back over to Boiling Springs to Sunday school because my Sunday school teacher is my best friend, and we really like the class, etc. And there's plenty of gap in time between the two, so that's what we've been doing. But Sunday, they kind of prevailed on us to visit this class at the downtown church, so we didn't leave. And I really enjoyed it. And then this morning, I get an email that if we had gone to the Boiling Springs class, that there's been a COVID outbreak and everybody needs to be tested. And I am just thankful I didn't even go over there.
Well, I guess you are, because you would have been exposed. You know, it's interesting because my wife gave blood a few weeks ago, and they test you for antibodies, and because we had it back in January, and we had shots in March, and she still has antibodies.
Well, I would have certainly had a high probability of picking it up, because a lot of times we eat lunch with them after Sunday school, which is second at our church. The service is first. And then I was supposed to go to his house tonight and pick up some football tickets. So, man, I just avoided it coming and going.
KB4CBA. There's somebody next to me needs some spark plug wires. I could hear them popping in my radio. They must be arcing. That's a sound that I recognize. Well, I'll tell you, and who knows, you know, when winter hits here and it gets really, real cold, what the virus is going to do, if it's going to take off again or what. You know, the heat really didn't seem to slow it down a whole lot, so I don't know. It's going to be interesting.
Sure will be. I had something interesting happen yesterday. I had one of those live traps that I was going to bait up and try to catch some wildlife that keeps running under my house. And I had never put, just hadn't gotten around to it and had never put bait in it. And it was just sitting there in the backyard. And I went by it yesterday. I said, there's something in there. I sure hope that's not a neighbor's cat or something. And went up to it, and it was a skunk, the second skunk I caught. And I go by there all the time. I can't imagine he'd been in there over a day or two, but he had already passed on to the great beyond, so I just buried him.
Bill, you and skunks, I tell you, that's just unbelievable. You caught him with no bait. He must have smelled something. Well, that's very interesting.
Well, the challenge is what do you feed him? Because a groundhog now, he eats any kind of vegetation. That's all they eat. They don't even eat meat. So what do you feed somebody that have a blade of grass as their food? Well, I found out they crave salt. And if you take an apple and chop it up or just slice it up and pour a good bit of salt on it, I mean, salt her down good. They can smell that and it drives them crazy. And I guess it drives skunks crazy. I don't know, but I never have caught anything without bait.
I had some, the guy next door to me had a little, well, pretty good size, garden. And when he passed and, it just kind of went to pot, you know, and some field rats made their home right in the middle of it. And so when the next owner got the property, they fenced that part in, and the girl that was renting it had a big dog, and I guess that dog ran the rats out, and these things were huge. And I mean, these weren't like little mouse. It was, I mean, these were field rats. And I got a big trap, and I caught, I think I caught every one of them, because, but it took, and I think I just used, I think I used cheese, a little bit of cheese, but they, trapped worked very well. And it only took a day or two for one of them to get in it.
Well, they're abhorrent to me now. But when I was young, you know, when I lived on Adelaide there, right beside you almost, I had a hamster, and I loved that little thing. And it was basically a glorified rat, just a clean rat. And I loved that little thing. And, but I don't love them now.
I tell you, these things were, some of them was big around my forearm, and I don't know how long they were. They had a long tail. Their tail was almost as long as their body, and I would have to, I had to put them in a, keep them in the cage and put them in a 5-gallon bucket of water and drown them. That's the way I killed them. I just didn't want to, you know, I didn't want to have to touch them.
I was a child, a big giant rat, not a mouse, got in a trash can at a house we were renting. And, bunch of the men got out there and piped carbon monoxide in that thing. They picked it up after it was dead, and they opened it up, and that thing, I don't know, in my mind, it seems like now it was 3 feet long. It's the biggest thing I'd ever seen. It scared me to death. But isn't it funny that Walt Disney built a worldwide multi-billion dollar business off of a talking rat?
Yep. But, you know, He was smart. He didn't name him Mickey Rat. He named him Mickey Mouse. So, oh man. Yep, he did well, didn't he? I'll tell you what. Oh man. Well, I'm pulling in the sports club here. I have zeroed in on a parking place here, so I'm gonna park my pony and get out and see if I can get this little yellow tennis ball out. I still need to get you out here.
I'll let you go, but I'll tell you one other story. You know, it's all in perspective and how you label it. Like you say, you didn't call him a rat. Real estate developer, well known in this area, that died back in February. You know, that place on North Pleasantburg, Hidden Hills, Hidden Lake Apartments, right behind where Ms. Winters used to be. Well, that was nothing but a mud hole. And so he bought it cheap and built apartments on it. Instead of calling it a mud hole, he called it Hidden Lake and sold it for $10 million.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you. Oh, me. Hidden Lake. Yeah, it was hidden, all right. It was hidden under the mud. Well, you have a good evening. It's good to talk to you, Phil. And I don't know if you were on HF last night. Boy, HF was awful on just about every band I went on, except 80 meters, and it was a mess on 80. I tell you, I couldn't even hear the guy that was calling the net on 3915. I checked in, but I never heard of a confirmation, so I don't know if he got my check in or not. But anyway, 73s, and I'll clear out here if you're final. KB4 or W4NGU, KB4CBA.
Okay, David, I always enjoy it. I'll have my antenna up real soon. The daddy's in the hospital. Her mama's coming from Kentucky this weekend. I am wall to wall, but I had to take you down because I had a big tree taken down that was interfering and all kind of stuff. So I'm going to have a much better setup this time, but I miss hearing the HF crackle, so I got to get it back up. See you, David, W4NGU.